Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am Angela Butler, as most of you know who listen to this show. Today's guest is attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. He is the co-founder of the Black Lawyers for Justice. He's also a former Black Panther. He has the new Black Panther Party. He's a really dynamic speaker, and he has a lot to say. He's really working for the community to help Black people and things like that. So he also has a website that you can go to called www.blljustice.org. You can go to that and listen to him if you like. So listen to some more music while we wait. Can you hear me, Mr. Shabazz?
Yes.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is the Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am Angela Butler. Today's guest interview is with attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. He is the co-founder of the Black Lawyers for Justice. He's also got a lot to talk about today. So without delay, I'll let you all listen to Mr. Shabazz.
All right, Mr. Angela Butler, it is my
So what do you want people to know, Mr. Shabazz? I know you have a lot that's going on.
I want them to know what you asked me in this interview, but I would like to first of all thank you. You're going to do the interview.
Okay.
But I want to thank you for... I want to thank you for inviting me on, and I want to thank you for consistently supporting the work that I do, and I appreciate you.
You're more than welcome. So you have a lot going on. I read about what you were doing in Ferguson, Missouri. representing the people there. You also have the 10,000 Black Man March. Would you like to talk about that and when and where it will take place?
Hold one second.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned a couple of things there. You said Ferguson, Missouri, and 10,000 Black Men March. Ferguson,
yes,
Missouri was a struggle that I engaged in with the people of Ferguson against police abuse and brutality in August of 2014. And now this is the 10,000 Black Men's March, which is going to be October the 7th in Washington, D.C., in Southeast, in the hood, in Washington, D.C. And what these two events mean, sister, is that I have constantly and consistently, for now almost 30 years, I think you got some papers ruffling in the background, for now almost 30 years, have been on the front lines fighting for the liberation of our people, fighting in defense of our people, and fighting in every way, in organizations, in the courtroom, and in a whole host of ways for our people. So once again, on October the 7th in Southeast Washington, D.C., is the 10,000 Black Men's March. Since you got a lot of noise, you might have to mute your phone for a second. The 10,000.
Is that better, sir?
Yeah, summertime where everybody can hear that ruffling. 10,000 Black Men's March in Southeast Washington, D.C. And it's the highlight of the National Black Men's Convention. And so I would like in the course of this interview to answer the question, why we need a National Black Men's Convention. Why do we need a National Black Men's Convention? And why do we need a 10,000 Black Men's March? Not on the Mall, not on the Capitol, but in the ghettos and in the hood of Southeast Washington, D.C., which typifies the ghettos and urban areas of the United Snakes of America.
United Snakes of America, okay?
Yes.
All right. Yes, you have been consistent with this for 30 years. It's horrible still things that are happening here in the United States of America and the world over, really, to Black people. There also, I read your Facebook page, and I was looking up some information. You have three murders by the police for three teenage Black males.
Yes.
And also, I read that they're not necessarily on your Facebook page, but somewhere else, that was 492 people who have been murdered this year by the police.
Yes.
No, that's correct. Okay. Horrible. They're killing us. Okay. So you're having the 10,000 man Black March. You say it's going to not be at the Capitol October 7th. So why do – it's a stupid question, but why do we still need this? Why do we still need to be doing this? I noticed you used the word conscious.
Well, let's answer your question in light of those posts that you talked about. They're very important posts. And
yes,
let's
sir.
Answer your question. Why do we still need this? Why do we still need the march? Why do we still need a convention? Why do we need any of this? And the answer is simple. We need it more than anybody. First of all,
yes,
everybody
sir, we do.
Everybody on the 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth are organizing and continuing to organize and convene for their continued survival on and advancement on the planet. Even those that are not in the wretched and raunchy condition that our people are in, even the ones that don't need it as much as us, they are having conventions all the time. They are having conferences all the time. They all the time are moving. The yellow man has a nation of his own in China. Yellow man had nation of his own in Japan. The yellow man, nation of his own in Korea and Thailand and Japan. And every day they are congressing, and their congress and parliaments and governments and politburos and whatnot. They are meeting and convening about providing for their people and moving their people forward and establishing and developing for their people and defending for their people and educating for their people. Everywhere on the planet Earth, even the brown man and those free and independent peoples across the earth are meeting and organizing. And so we right here inside of the hills of North America, the white man who was over the United Snakes of America, he is constantly organizing. The old No Good Tea Party. Old No Good Tea Party is constantly having conventions and caucuses and forums to see how they are going to push their agenda and how they're going to keep the white man in power over America. The Republican Conservative Caucus from Congress, these crackers, are constantly meeting and organizing and having conventions and rallies and whatnot to meet their objectives. The Democrats and the left and the leftists and the white left always meeting in conference and marching and organizing. And so we need to be up off of our black behinds and trying to keep pace with the nations of the earth if we are not going to be left behind forever. We need it the most. You talked about those posts. Those posts talked about black men continuing, even up to this time now of 6:15 Eastern Time on this day, June 10th in 2017, we are still being killed by the police departments of the United Snakes of America at an alarming rate, unlike any race inside of America or on the face of the planet Earth. We are still being subject to racist attacks and the same racism and oppressive conditions and sorry conditions and pitiful conditions. We are still at the bottom of the totem pole. Yet at the bottom of the totem pole, there's so much talent. Yet at the bottom of the totem pole, there's so much light. Yet at the bottom of the totem pole, there's so much potential. And so what I'm saying here is that I make no apologies for continuing to organize conventions and conferences. I make no apologies for organizing another 10,000 black men's march. Some are calling it a mini million man march. I make no apologies for it because until the black man, the king of the planet Earth and the god of the universe, the black man, the most important man on the planet, until he is out of his condition, I will organize, organize, and organize till I die. Not only just to free and raise him, but to free our entire family, our entire nation, and to protect our beloved queens, our women, our goddesses. I'm going to keep organizing and mobilizing and providing results for our people until we get out of this condition. We got to get out of this condition quick, fast, in a hurry, and overthrow the white man and return to the top of civilization, and we ain't got long to carry out this job.
Yes, Attorney Chavez, they are killing us. They're still killing us. I'm watching TV. I'm seeing who the president is, and they're still killing. And it's just... it's horrible what they're doing, what they've always did. I've made no secret that I had a relative who was hung in about 8-9 years ago in Mobile, Alabama, at a jail. I've made no secret of that. He was hung by a rope in the jail. But what I don't get is what's really troubling is that black people are scared. Are they scared or they don't care? And Attorney Shabazz, I just want, do you know that there are 64,000 black women missing? Do you know anything about that?
Yes, sir.
And then, according to my sources here, I don't want to pronounce his name wrong. His name is Zach Cheney Rice. He has mic.com, mic.com. I got information from him because he wrote the article on mic.com, mic.com. And according to him, that we account for 226,000 of the missing people and perhaps dead people, and we're only like 12.85% of the population. And there's 226,000 black people missing, and 64,000 of them are black women, minorities. I mean, they're saying things that we don't get enough news coverage. But there are so, to me, from where I'm standing and looking from, there are so many black people that have made it. Black Americans, African Americans have made it in this country, basketball, football, politics. I mean, so it looks like they would, you know, say something, you know, do, some of them are speaking out, but they don't hardly get publicity when they speak out. And this was reported in 2012, that number I gave you, everyone. What do you have to say? Why aren't we mobilizing? Why aren't we doing more? I'm trying to do my part, but it's like sometimes I feel like
sister,
this lady
we're sister, the reason we are, first of all, we are mobilizing because I'm mobilizing.
Yes,
and
sir.
I'm organizing, and others, there many are around America. But why, if the question is, why aren't we mobilizing more? It is because we don't have strong leadership. About woe to the shepherds, and condemns the leadership class of this day as being, as the Bible says, dirty dogs who have misled the flock. And so what it is that the people will move if they have leadership, and some from amongst us who will take to the point and organize and forge the way with fearlessness. But we don't have that kind of leadership anymore. We have existed for many years with worn out civil rights leadership, with a certain civil rights leadership that has misled us and is now ineffective completely under the Republican rule and reign of Donald Trump. They don't have any juice at the White House, and they haven't established a black house, and they didn't get anything from the previous black man in the White House. They got nothing out of that but photo ops. So civil rights has not worked. These rainbow coalitions and this kind of timing, you know, well, just this kind of Tom leadership has not done much. Any names concealed to protect the guilty over the last several years has not come right. It has not done right. We haven't had strong leadership for black nationalism and black power and self-determination and freedom and independence. We haven't had a strong black man and black men on the scene who don't fear the police, who don't fear the power structure, the governors, the county commissioners, the goddamn president of the United States and other law enforcement, don't fear the devil himself. We don't have enough of that kind of leadership with organizing skill and experience and diplomacy and preaching ability and teaching ability and maneuver ability and military capacity. We don't have
yes.
that kind of, we don't have enough of that kind of leadership, but we have some of it. Some of
yes.
it is on this phone line, and some of it is on this phone line right now.
Yes,
and
yes,
so I say to you, my sister, as I conclude this answer, and to all other black women on the phone line, and to black people on the phone line, don't give up hope. Don't despair in this hour. There is hope, and there is a light in the midst of darkness. And I'm here to say that Lazarus, man, is not dead. He's in a shallow grave. And there's a green leaf of acacia on the grave to let you know that there's a sign of life, that this man is just beneath the surface of rising up. And when we get him up and rise him up, we are going to deal with this white man. And we're going to produce jobs, better children, better marriages, an end to child molestation in the black community, better family relations, a cleaner, less trash-filled community. No cocaine, no heroin, no goddamn ecstasy, none of that shit. And we're going to clean up the black community and clean up the black man, and we're going to raise up an army, and we're going to tackle police brutality, tackle injustices inside of the courthouse and the courtroom. I mean, there's a mighty work to be done, and there's a mighty fight to fight. There are some of us out there still fighting for what we're doing. Look for the Black Men's National Convention and the 10,000 Black Men's March, not only here in Washington, D.C. now, on October 7th, but the follow-up is the 10,000 Black Men's Florida March, right where you are in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
It will be on, yes. It will be on Saturday, November 18th, hosted by one of our national organizers, Minister and Brother James Muhammad, a professor with his master's degree and the great organizer for the Black Men's Movement, the great organizer for the new Black Panther Party, Black Educators for Justice and the Nation of Islam, a great black man there in Jacksonville, the 10,000 Black Men's Florida March, the follow-up to the National March in D.C., will be on Saturday, November 18th. What am I saying, sister? That I'm going to be going
all over.
It's going to be
in
Jacksonville,
States.
Florida. Yeah, you go on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Go on Facebook and follow the page of James Evans. Go on Facebook and follow the page of James Evans. What am I saying to you, sister? I'm saying I'm the former chairman of the new Black Panther Party. I travel to state after state after state after state after city after city after town, crisscrossing America and giving some of the best years of my life to planting seeds and fighting battles. And now I'm going to take these 10,000 Black Men marches to Florida. Take these 10,000 Black Men marches to Chicago and Black Men's conventions to Chicago and take them to other key regions and build an army of righteous black men who are bold and fearless and educated and responsible and righteous so that we can get out of this condition.
I understand everything you just said.
We can't be down. We got to be uplifted.
Yes, but you're saying the three young black men that were killed, it was something different about it. I think it was like they were a record or something that they were all killed within the same week or within the same month. Am I correct on that, or am I incorrect?
You know, I have to read that story. That is something I posted on Facebook. Now, we can go into it now if we want to. Let me look here.
Yes, sir. And I'm going, while you're looking for that.
I can't comment specifically on that story. All I do know is this another case of police brutality by the white police departments of the United States of America.
Yes, sir, and there are 64,000 black women missing. But, you know, that's not the worst part. What's really
Stop
troubling
right
Attorney
right
Chavez
there.
Is they
Stop
haven't
right
been
there.
Found.
All right, well, let's
right
slow down right here. Slow down right here and talk about the 64,000 black women missing, because we can't gloss over that. We have to get specific on that. And thing I want to say is that there would not be 64,000 black men. There would not be 64,000 black women missing at all if we had about 640,000 black men standing on their feet doing the right thing and being men in our community. There would be no missing black women if the black man was in charge in the black community, because any robber, any pimp, any thief that would come to take our women and our girls, we would crush them and drive them into the earth, never to return again, if the black man was awake. If the black man was awake, there would not be the social decay. There's a social decay. There's a sisters who are in foster homes, living with their grandmamas, living with their aunts, broken families, sexual molestation, all kind of deep social teen pregnancies, deep social deterioration and problems are at the root of why 64,000 black women are still missing. And we can't wait. We can't wait on the FBI to solve it. We can't wait on the police department to solve it. They'll solve some of them, and you can should pressure them to be at all of the meetings and writing the letters and pressuring the councilman and the mayor and raising hell to find your daughters. Raise hell. Put pressure. Never give up. Kick somebody's ass and hold this wicked system accountable. Ultimately, what crushed our people and caused dysfunctional families and caused our girls to
miss.
And they should be held accountable. Hold a goddamn police chief accountable. Hold these people accountable and give them hell if nothing else. But also understand that the long-term plan is that a stronger community, a stronger nation, a stronger black man, an army, a stronger self-accountability, a stronger self-determination of Coogee Chagulia, strong organizing in the community, us doing it for ourselves, is the main way we will prevent the long-term loss of our women inside of a system that is designed to make ghettos, designed to make broken families, and designed to make hoes, pimps, prostitutes, sexual deviants, and missing girls. It's a goddamn modern Babylon that has to be and is number one on God's hit list to destroy.
And it was designed that way.
I got to run. I can't stay too long. I got to run.
Okay. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. So is there going to be another blackout?
You're talking about an economic blackout? Of course there's going to be a blackout. October. In October there's going to be a major blackout. National Black Men's Convention. And there's going to be... I can say that there'll be strong economic action taken. I know in Washington, D.C., economic sanctions is coming fast this fall against every enemy. So I don't know what y'all going to do in Arizona and Texas, and I ain't pretending to have more power I got. All I know in Washington, D.C. is we coming with that hammer. If this goddamn Asians in this community selling this funky food to us, if they don't comply, and if they don't, telling you the hammer's coming. I'm not going to talk too much.
Yeah, I mean, I know there are Asians, people who have really mistreated black.
I'm just trying to tell you, we're coming with the economic hammer. And our town and anybody around the country that's serious, get with me. If you're serious, get with me. If you're not, it's all right. We'll deal with you later. I got to go right now. And
thank you. Thank
you
very much.
God bless you, my queen. And
Black Power. Black Power to you. All right, everyone. That was Attorney Malik Sulu Shabazz. He is the former leader of the New Black Panthers. He is also co-founder of the Black Lawyers for Justice. And I was discussing with him the 64,000 black women, and he's saying that we are mobilizing. We are coming together. We are doing something. Everybody's not unconscious, but conscious. I'm conscious. I know what's going on. And I'm sure everybody else does, too. Just keep mobilizing the women, too. Just keep mobilizing. Join in. Because that's the only way any of this is going to mobilize and have a plan and strategy, just like they have a blueprint. And like I said, they're still killing young black teenagers. Three of them are dead. Police have killed 492 people this year. And it's not because I'm against police officers. I know there are some very good police officers. I'm not talking against the police. There are some very good police officers, very, very good ones. But the bad ones are making people forget that there are good police officers out there. I mean, you know, it may scare some people away thinking, you know, that in the black community make more distrust than what there's already is here with the police. And so the bad ones are really hurting the good ones. Also, I just want to repeat this. There are 64,000 black women missing. My sources were, his name is Zach Cheney Rice. Chomsky wrote this in his website, mic.com. And in total, since 2000 and, let me see, make sure I got this right, since 2012, I believe, yeah, 2012, there have been like 226,000 blacks missing, and Atlantic Black Stars is quoting the amount too, hundreds of thousands. And we just got to get together. We've got to get together in groups. And women that are feminists, I understand you. I'm single too. But I understand that younger women, like, you know, their lives the way they are, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we really have to get behind the black man, those of us who do have a black man. We really need to stand behind him, because without a black woman, there's not, a black man doesn't really have, you know, strength. He had strength when I was, but we got to be there to support him and not to beat him down like the system has taught us. And I know this, and I know there are a lot of bad things, child molesters, murders, all kinds of things. Just like Mr. Chavez says, there are people who are mobilized and who are coming together, like here in Florida, Saturday, November the 18th, 2017. There's going to be a 10,000 man march in Florida, here in Jacksonville, Florida. Washington, D.C., October the 7th, 2017. They're going to mobilize there and gather together. And I hope they have more than 10,000 black men. I know that includes women, too. So there are going to be some speakers there, too, some the black women that are going to speak, are very powerful women, respected women, such as attorney Kazim. She'll be one of the speakers, and I think that's wonderful that she's going to speak. And there's two other ladies who right now cannot think of, so forgive me for that. But we got to come together, understand that everybody has beliefs, different beliefs. We could really solve this if we work together, if we united together more. I know it's fearful. Fear. I'm single, too, and I know there are some black women who may be feeling a little fearful sometimes. You know, but we've got to find strength. We got to get our strength together and get our minds right. Because that's what that's all I can say. I'm almost 50 years old, 46, and I'm still trying. All right. So here in Florida, I'm going to do everything I can to be in Jacksonville, Florida, on November the 18th. And he talks about an economic blackout. Economic blackout. So that's coming too. All right. You can check that out on Tony Malik Chavez's Facebook page. He has almost 14 or 15,000 people. He has a nice following. He has a rather large following if you think about how he goes across the country for the past 30 years working to help black people, to strengthen black people, to organize, to come together. That's what he's doing. He's doing that right now, trying to help. I'm trying to do my part, my little bit that I can put in. Okay? So, everyone, have a good night. I hope you enjoy listening to the show. Goodbye.